Nashville could do away with some of the fees associated with incarceration. WPLN's Juliette Martinelli reports that Metro Council members will vote Tuesday night on a resolution that could put an end to jail fees.
Getting arrested is expensive. Bond, court costs, lawyers, restitution, and fines. But there's another little talked about cost in Nashville. It's called a jail fee. $44 billed every day you sit in a Metro jail waiting for trial. The problem with that fee, says Metro Council member Freddie O'Connell, is that it mostly affects the people who can least afford it, those who were too poor to bond out in the first place.
Frankly, Metro, in my opinion, should not be in the business of further financially punishing those people who are literally only in jail because they cannot afford bail.
It adds up to double punishment, he says. More time behind bars and a hefty bill once it's time to go home, even if you're found not guilty. That's why O'Connell introduced a resolution which could put an end to the fees altogether. Even Davidson County's sheriff, Darren Hall, says he's behind it. Hall has long been bothered by the term jail fee, which implies the money is used to cover the cost of housing inmates. Instead, it goes to Metro's general fund.
The jail fees don't ever appear or show up in the sheriff's office. We don't receive any of those.
In recent years, less than 20% of fees have actually been collected, according to O'Connell. He says the lost revenue shouldn't have much of an effect on the city's budget, but it could make a big impact in the life of its citizens. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Julieta Martinelli.